Track one, the introduction to The Innovator's Dilemma, Meeting the Challenge of Disruptive Change. Clayton Christensen wrote this as a synopsis of many of his ideas in The Innovator's Dilemma. The Innovator's Dilemma put forth the concept that simpler and cheaper is what was winning in the product and service world. And that's a revolutionary thought, because in many businesses it's thought that you go to more sophisticated products at higher prices. And he brought up subjects such as the mini beat the mainframe on simplicity, the PC beat the mini on simplicity. A more recent one after what Mr. Clayton Christensen did is the flash drive, which replaced all this complexity for $10 a piece. This is a landmark book, and his synopsis here is challenging, interesting, and is only 1 hour and about 12 pages. The idea in brief: why do so few established companies innovate successfully? Of hundreds of department stores, for instance, only Dayton Hudson became a discount retailing leader. And not one mini computer company succeeded in the personal computer business. What's going on? After all, most established firms boast deep pockets and talented people. But when a new venture captures their imaginations, they get their people working on it within the organizational structures, such as functional teams, designed to surmount old challenges, not ones the new venture is facing. To avoid this mistake, ask four questions. First, does my organization have the right resources to support this innovation? Resources supporting